Nothing. My daughter just said, is it Thursday already? The answer is no, it is not Thursday. I'm calling you a day early.
Just tell her it's Thursday and have some fun with it.
Oh, no. I've already gaslighted her enough in her life. It's time to turn over a new leaf.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm 15 minutes late.
That's cool.
I had stuff I had to do at work.
Were you stuck at the office?
I have been stuck at the office. Ben, I have been working 12-hour days for the past 3 days to complete a project whose timeline had slipped. Or not slipped. What do you call it? The other thing. Compressed?
I'm going to hang up on you and call you back.
Dang it, Ben. Oh, wait. How about now? Oh, calling Ben, I back. Had you on calling, mute. That was back. My fault entirely.
I may edit this out.
When you edit this, you will know that. But when you actually
Maybe
call me back, I'm going to pretend like it was your fault. In fact, I'm going to call. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pretend like it was your fault. Hey, what happened?
I have no idea.
Oh,
could
right.
you hear?
Well, anyway,
could you hear me talking to you?
Boy, I don't know. It's probably something you did wrong, though. Nothing I did.
All of a sudden, the call was still connected, but it had just gone silent.
Huh? Like somebody hit the mute button or
like
something?
Somebody?
That'd be weird.
Did
anyway,
something like that.
Someday we'll figure it out. I'm sure.
But not today.
What happened? No. Maybe tomorrow, or
maybe some
sometime.
Other time.
Yes. So, hey, here's the deal.
Yes, what's the deal?
I am working on a project that involves me, what would I say, investigating how my coworkers completed their tasks, also known as quality assurance.
Was this assigned to you by a superior?
Yes, it was. And let me tell you,
yeah.
It feels awful. I would hate to be a cop because you see people at their worst all the time.
Well, it's all
because
in a normal
day-to-day situation, and you say to somebody, "Hey, what happened here?" And they just go, "Oh, well, this happened," or "Hey, how's it going?" "Oh, it's going nice." But when you say, "Hey, why did this happen?" and they get all squirrely and they're like, "I don't know." Probably some other guy did it. Then you're going to be like, ugh. Anyway, I love everyone.
Are you?
I keep that in mind, close to my
are
heart.
Are you the most perfect employee, and so your superiors handed this little task over to you?
That is exactly right. I am the best person, not just in the office, but pretty much everywhere. You can ask anyone, and they'll tell you that's what I say.
Paul is the
all
best
the
person.
Time. Yes. Paul says he is the best person.
Yeah.
That is as close as I can cut it.
Yeah.
But and as we know, I am the best person because I have a magic brain that knows everything.
Is that so?
Which is why we have this little test of knowledge entitled Ben and Paul Get It Wrong.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
It's good.
Did anybody write in?
Nobody. Nobody,
damn it!
Nobody wrote in to benzema@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
I sent out a thing to Twitter
oh my
and everything
goodness.
And said, hey, write us
you
in.
Mean people
I told
on the
them,
internet are unreliable?
People on the internet are unreliable. How is it possible?
So
And yet.
Since we didn't get any genuine questions, we are going to revert to Ask Google. And we're going to move on.
What question are we on right now for Ask Google?
Last week we did what is, and we answered about 5 what is questions. Today, we are going to ask Google who is, and we are going to answer all of the who is questions. And if we have time, maybe we'll move on to another question.
All right. And now we've noted that we will be scoring ourselves. Do we score ourselves as we go?
I think.
Is that right?
Well, what we did is we answered all the questions and then we went back and we looked up the answer and we scored as we went. To review, we got my IP right. I knew what it was. We knew what Pokemon Go was. We knew what HPV was, but we didn't know what it stood for. We knew what Harambe was, and we vaguely defined science.
Okay.
So this week, Based on either my, I don't think it's based on my search algorithms, because I don't know some of these. I've never looked for Harambe on Google, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I really think that it's Google users.
It's Google users. Okay, so now we're going to look up who is. Are you ready?
Yes, right. Who is?
Who?
Here we are.
Who is? Oh, God. Okay. A lot of them are similar, and so I'm going to...
yes, obviously, if there are duplicates, go ahead and...
Okay, so yeah. The first one. Who is the next Bachelor?
Oh, God.
I will tell you that I will get this wrong, but I'm going to assume, I'm going to make a wild guess, and I'm going to say that the next Bachelor is Ryan Lochte.
I think that is incorrect. And therefore, out of the two of us, I am most likely right.
Okay, and what's your answer, Paul?
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say the next Bachelor is going to be a white guy. That is my guess.
Yeah, okay, so I say Ryan Lochte, you say a white guy.
But I could be wrong. I could be, let's, fingers crossed. See, this is the thing. I like picking something that if I'm wrong, it's great. But that's my guess. My guess is it's going to be a white guy.
All right. A white guy. We'll write that down. And the next who is question, and I don't really get this, but we'll make up an answer.
Okay.
Who is Ad? Who is?
Who is?
It's basically Ad. A-D. As in?
Who is? Oh, at?
Ad.
A-D?
A-D. Like...
Is there an at symbol
no,
in front of ad?
It's just
or?
AD.
It's just...
Who is ad?
Who is ad?
Who is ad?
Who is ad? Huh. Okay.
Do you have a guess? Do you have an answer?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess a couple of different things.
Okay.
I'm going to guess one is that a lot of the Google users are at home watching... basic cable, an ad comes on,
yeah,
and they see someone in the ad, and they don't differentiate between the fact that it's commercial and the person in the commercial, and they just type in, who is ad?
And by that point, they get what they want. Or
yeah,
they go somewhere.
Who is ad?
All right.
Search terms near that might be, how come... money stuff. The other thing is, I think perhaps there is a rapper known as AD.
Yeah.
And that they're trying to figure out what AD's actual name is. Those are my two. Oh, and then the third one, of course, they see 2016 AD.
Ah, yeah.
And they're thinking that it's like a Kony 2012 thing.
So a lot of you...
But that it's reversed.
A lot of your answers are depending upon Google users being morons. I'm not going to disagree with that. But
okay.
I am going to say, and I think I'm right, that who is ad is not a complete question. I'm going to guess that when someone writes in who is ad, their question is answered via the autofill. And so
like,
ad,
who is
ad means many, many things. It could mean Adrian. It could mean.
Wait, do you think that they just type in who is ad and then Google takes that?
Yeah.
As a good result. Well, so you think that Google's. So I think that Google users are dumb. You think Google itself has a crappy algorithm.
I think Google is too smart for its own good. And when people type in who is AD, it starts autofilling searches and auto-completing what it thinks AD means. And by that point, the searcher sees what they want and they click.
See, I think that I think that you're probably right that the autofill happens, but I would think that Google would capture that click and capture that question as the one that the person asked
you would,
instead of who is ad.
You would think that.
But I could be wrong, and you're saying that I am wrong.
I'll be interested to find out what the answer is on that. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay. Wait. Go ahead and hit return once you say who is at and see. Oh, that's what we'll do next. At the end.
Well,
at the end. Don't do it now. Do it at the end, Ben.
All right, shut up.
I'm hitting stuff with my hand.
We might as well go to the end because the next one is who is Harambe, and we answered that last week.
Yes, we did it.
And
wait, what is Harambe and who is Harambe? Wow.
All right, well, here is where I agree with you that Google users are morons. And the final one was, and this kind of baffles me, who is, now this is two words, add PLL. Now it's not PIL, it's PLL. So Google thinks I want to search for who is add pull.
ADPLL?
Maybe somebody's searching for Advil.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
ADPLL.
Wait, I've got it. We're going back to the moron guy.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? I don't. I'm using moron in the people who are actually just dumb people, not people who. We've talked about this, Ben. There's a cutoff at some point in time, where you are smart enough to not be disabled, but dumb enough that people don't. Like you.
I think there's
a cutoff, and I don't know where that is.
I think we also need to make a distinction between intelligence and computer literacy.
Yeah.
Because someone can be extremely intelligent and just not know how Google works.
Again, I'm going to say that I think that who is ad PLL, right?
Yeah.
The person is watching a commercial for pills, and they're trying to say, what is this ad for pills all about? But what they say is, who is ad pill? And yeah, exactly.
All right, well,
that's my guess.
All right, so those are our three words, our three who is. I wish it was more diverse. Let's go and click on some of these. So the first one is, who is the next bachelor? And when I click on that, the very first hit is Chris Harrison reveals why Nick Vile was picked as the next bachelor over fan favorite Luke Pell. So Nick Vile is the next bachelor. I'm going to click on an image and I'm going to look for him.
Yeah.
And oh my God, Paul, I think you're right. I think he is a white dude.
Now let's look up Luke Pell and see if Luke Pell is a white dude, because if he is, then we've got this thing unlocked. But if he's not, the cruel hand of judgment.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nick Vile, he's a white dude. He's very tan, but he's still a white dude.
All right. So both of them white dudes. Surprise.
Wait, Luke Pell.
Surprise.
I haven't looked at Luke Pell. Luke Pell.
Okay. Sorry, Luke Pell.
Click
on. Didn't mean
image.
To call you a white dude.
Yeah, white dude. He's kind of,
all right,
I gotta say, he does look like he has some Latino blood in him.
Well, we're not gonna, let's not go full eugenics.
Right. But
on
I don't,
him.
I would just like to say, he looks like a white dude. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions on him in case he's got, you know, some other ethnicity in his ancestry.
Also, I will point out that Latino is also considered Caucasian. Can be. That is part of the forms that one fills out. I believe. Who knows? I'm wrong about everything, apparently.
Latino is the same as Caucasian?
There is a distinction that is made. Where depending on one's ethnicity, it's either, I don't know, there are different terms, and this is where
I
prove myself to be really
dumb.
Here's
the thing. I think
Google,
I think our ignorance,
there's Hispanic and Latino,
I think our ignorance in this area might get us in trouble, so let's not even go there.
Look, I'm already in trouble.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is there's something to it. And I can't look it up. And as we have stated before, you think you're smart, but once you can't use Google, you are dumb. Many of you. And by many of you, I mean me. I am dumb without Google often.
So I've
you know what? I bet you I can ask my wife and she will know.
Let's just move on, Paul. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Because I see you getting into one of your moods.
Yep. Thank you, Ben. And as we've stated, we are going to make sure that I don't get into one of those.
So
I appreciate it.
So okay, so I typed in who is ad. Now this is interesting. Look what came up. So the first hit is who
I can't see
who
can't see
is
computer,
well
man.
That's why I'm about to describe it to you.
Oh, okay.
So the first hit is who is ad on PLL. The second one is who is ad on Pretty Little Liars. So it must be a TV show. An ad must be a character.
Ad is a character. Well, let's do a Google image search. I'm going to guess white person.
And well, it is a sea of white people. I don't know who ad is.
All right. Well, let's find out who is ad on PLL. Somebody's got to answer it.
I don't want to look that up.
Dang it. All right. But so TV show. So I'm going to say I'm not right because commercials are not TV shows. So suck it, me. Wrong again.
The other hits when I type in ad is who is Adolf Hitler and who is Adele.
Okay, now can we prove that Adolf Hitler, also, by the way, white guy, is on Pretty Little Liars? Probably not. I'm guessing no. Okay. Well, all right. So I think 0-0 on that. Well, no.
I think...
Because, I mean, obviously, wide net on the Bachelor question, but I did not get the person's name. I'm going to say no on all those. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
I would like to point out some sort of some further ignorance of ours.
Oh, yes. Always.
It's I clicked a link, and it's theorizing that Mona might be AD, and it's initials, A.D. But it doesn't say what AD stands for.
A dog. Someone in Pretty Little Liars is secretly a dog, and we don't know who it is.
So
again, or Adolf.
I've never even heard of this show.
Is it on TV? Very little.
Like, is it on regular TV, or is it like on? Is it a Netflix show? Is it an Amazon show?
Yeah, I think
it's.
Ooh, God. I believe it's on. I want to say it's on regular TV.
All right.
But I could be wrong.
Let's look that up.
All right. I think it's a network TV show.
Ah. All right. Pretty Little Liars is not apparently
network TV.
It doesn't. I'm gonna say it is network TV because it's been on for 8 years. Or
yeah,
7 years.
Go.
And so
wait, eight. Wait, 7 or 8
it's
years?
It's got 7 seasons.
Oh man,
it
Ben.
Feels like I should know what this is.
How do we not?
I know,
we're
right?
We're old. We're old guys. Maybe it's a show for
kids it looks like,
that are not as old as my daughter
It looks
is.
Like the cast looks like something that might be on the CW.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, because they're... Oh, hang on. I found it. It's on ABC.
ABC! Network TV!
Technically, ABC Family.
Oh, man.
All right.
It's different. All right. So, what are we going to next? What's the next
one? The next one, let's move on to Why Does.
Why Does.
Why Does.
All right.
And
this is going to be good.
Why Does. Okay. Now, this is awesome. I love these questions.
Okay.
All right, the first one. Why does my dog lick me?
Oh, that is two reasons. One is to clean you because... No, I'm going to guess not to clean. That's what cats do. Dogs, I think they want to taste the person. Because dogs mostly sniff each other, right?
Right.
But then there's something about human beings that dogs like to...
Well,
taste.
I don't think it's so much taste as it is a way for a dog to show affection. So a dog licks you to let you know that it likes you.
You know what? I think that's probably true.
All right.
I'm going to guess yes on that. I'm going to go with you, Ben.
Okay.
To show affection.
All right. Second question. Why does my stomach hurt? Now, why does my stomach hurt, Paul? I think, I got to tell you, whoever typed that, your stomach hurts because you got to lay off the snack foods and the soda pop.
Or you could be having appendicitis. Although that'd be more your side than your stomach. So
it's more of an abdomen kind of thing.
It could be cancer.
Could be Doritos cancer.
But yeah, food poisoning. I like that.
You ate too much. You basically ate too much. That's what you did. Your stomach hurts. You chill, relax. It'll go away in a couple hours once you're able to digest it.
It's your fault.
All right.
Because of what you did.
Third question.
Yeah.
Why does my back hurt? I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be a lot of Googling symptoms.
Kidney failure. Kidney problems.
Kidney failure. That's an interesting one. I haven't thought of that.
Also, you didn't lift things right.
Yeah, lift with your legs, not with your back.
Got to lift with your legs,
I'm
going
to say it hurts because, A of all, you do need to lose some weight, so your back is doing a lot of work normally. And, you don't pick up things wrong. You do pick up things wrong. And let's face it, you're getting older.
Yeah, that's the other bad thing is you are getting older. There's not a lot that you can do about that.
Fourth question. We're just rolling through these. Fourth question.
Yeah, these are great. I love these.
Why does...
Hey, are you keeping track of what we're saying?
No, I think we'll remember it. I am keeping track of the questions, though. Why does my eye keep twitching? Why does my eye keep twitching?
Oh, I know this one. You're eating too much cinnamon.
Is that...
Now, the reason I say that is because I've started chewing on cinnamon sticks. And after I've chewed on a lot of them, my eye starts to twitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I heard once that muscle twitching, and this is... I'm going to put eye twitching in with muscle twitching because I think it's like one of your eyelid muscles. Is actually a symptom of being dehydrated.
Ooh, yeah, that could work. I like that.
Your eye twitches because you just got to drink some water. I mean, you haven't enough water.
Let's say dehydration.
Dehydration. All right. And finally, fifth question. Why does my chest hurt?
Ooh, obviously we're gonna have to go with heart attack. You're having a heart attack.
You are having a heart attack. I think you're also your friend punched you.
Yeah, your friend punched you, which made you have a heart attack.
All right.
I'm sorry. That should be funny.
I'm as serious as a heart attack.
Oh my God. Watch out.
All right.
So. All right, there we go. That's what's been going on with you. Let's see how we did.
All right. Why does my dog lick me? Okay. So according to Caesarsway.com, and I think he's the dog whisperer.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Yep.
I may have the name wrong. Licking for affection causes your dog to release pleasurable endorphins that calm and comfort them. But sometimes it can just get to be too much for people.
Look at that. The dog feels good? The dog feels good?
Licking causes the dog to feel better.
The licking gives the dog endorphins.
Yeah.
Is that right? Wow. Maybe why dogs lick their wounds, too, to clean them, but also to feel better.
So maybe
to the dog, we seem like one big wound.
According to...
Like, that's not good.
According to...
Your fur came off there.
According to...
Let me make your hands... Sorry, guys.
According to VetStreet.com, it's not much of a conundrum, really. The bottom line is that most of the time, dogs will lick their people as a sign of affection. And this is in quotes, "You are the sun and the moon." and their silky tongue would have you know. And guess what? You taste good too.
Yeah, so there we go. Dogs love us, and so they lick us.
Yeah, it's there's a number of reasons. I mean, the biggest one is that it's a sign of affection. When pups,
and I think, and I was the one who suggested that we taste good. Yeah. So a little bit right.
It's
there.
Just another sensory tool. Say some researchers, licking and tasting is like reaching out and touching something.
Yeah. All right.
Dogs often lick you to get your attention. Or is a simple greeting, as in, hey, I'm here, pet me.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a way of playing. Many dog owners, many dogs whose owners report as engaging, many dogs whose owners report as engaging in excessive
there?
Licking behavior, maybe, I don't know, the sentence is a weird structure, so I'm trying to parse it out.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a...
I just want to make sure you weren't getting chest pain.
No, I wasn't getting chest pain. In many cases, licking is a learned behavior. Dogs learn that when they lick their owners, they get more attention. All right.
Oh.
I'm going to say we got that one right.
Yay for us.
All right.
We know all about dog licking.
Yeah. All right. So the next one was, why does my stomach hurt?
Oh, yeah.
You could have gallstones or gallbladder infection. If you have these symptoms, call your doctor right away. Signs of, that's the name. Oh, signs.
Wait, were there any answers that were just you pregnant? Y-O-U pregnant?
Well, when you start typing in, why does my stomach hurt? It continues to autocomplete. And some of the autocompletions are after I eat. Why does my stomach hurt all the time?
Oh, okay.
Why does my stomach hurt and I have diarrhea? So these people are...
I'm sorry. That's not funny. So that's too bad for that
That's
person.
Actually... That's better than the final one. Why does my stomach hurt after I poop?
Oh. Yeah, that should be the opposite.
Yeah.
Make your stomach feel better.
So, Hooray! So I'm gonna.
Yay!
We didn't really give a serious answer to that because there is no serious answer to that. So let's just
without more information.
Yeah, let's just move on. Same with this question: why does my back hurt?
Why does my back hurt after I poop? you're pooping way wrong. There's a problem with how you're doing it.
You're using the toilet wrong, dude. All right. Why does my back hurt when I lay on my stomach? Why does my back hurt when I run? Why does my back hurt when I sleep? Everybody's back is going to hurt. It's a strong yet weak part of us.
You old is the reason.
Exactly. Let's go to why does my...
Although, and we've stated this before, because I sleep in a chair, my back does not hurt when I wake up in the morning.
Is that so?
It is pretty sweet. Yep.
Oh, okay. So why does my eye keep twitching?
From
the website allaboutvision.com.
Yes.
There's a bullet list. There's 8 bullets.
Is cinnamon on that bullet list?
No.
Anything with to do with diet at all?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I could be right. I could be in the running.
So why does my eye twitch? Stress. Your eye twitches because of stress.
Yes.
Tiredness, lack of sleep because of stress. Eye strain. Yes. Caffeine, there's your diet. Alcohol. Try abstaining for a while since alcohol also can cause eyelids to twitch. Dry eyes. Do you have dry eyes when you... You're not putting the cinnamon in your eyes, are you?
No. I'm not putting it in my eyes.
Nutritional imbalances. Maybe you're getting too much cinnamon.
Yeah,
that's probably the closest you're gonna get. And allergies,
I'd say. Yeah,
unless you're allergic,
and unless I'm allergic to it, and I'm also eating
all
it.
Right.
It's possible. Hey, speaking of eye twitches, Ben,
Paul,
have you watched The Tick on Amazon yet?
I have not watched The Tick on Amazon because I do not have the Amazon Prime.
You do not need the Amazon Prime.
I did not want
Prime.
To watch only the first episode.
You get to watch it for free until September something.
The first episode, not the entire
thing. The first episode, and that's all that's out there.
Yeah.
All that's out there.
But I didn't want to get hooked on it and then not be able to
and
see it.
And then not get to see it.
Yeah.
It's also the same
reason I never watched the first episode of Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Wait, is Ash versus the Evil Dead on Amazon?
No, it's on Starz.
Oh,
and
okay. Well,
you needed a cable subscription to watch it online.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I, you know what? That's why I didn't watch it too. I actually remember this now.
Yeah.
I was confused for a second, but you're lumping them all together in the same thing.
It's the different channel, same premises.
Yeah, you know what I am going to do? I told you about this already. What's... Twin Peaks.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm getting Showtime.
All right, if you're playing the Paul mentioned Twin Peaks drinking game at home, go ahead and take a drink.
Okay, so we're doing good, though. We're doing well. Was it the eye twitch the last one?
Yeah, no, why does my chest hurt?
Oh, okay.
Why does my chest hurt?
And we said...
We said a bunch of things. Again, can be for a number of reasons. Some of the
using the toilet roll.
Common autofills are: why does my chest hurt when I breathe? You need to go see a doctor. Why does my chest hurt when
yes.
I swallow? You should go see a doctor. Why does my chest hurt when I run? You should probably not run so much. Why does my chest hurt when I cough? You should see a doctor. And why does my chest hurt after I eat? Again, go see a goddamn doctor and stop Googling your symptoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, I know you're not on the...
But, hey, you know what? Lots of people can't afford a doctor in the United States, so hooray!
Yeah, but you're just gonna...
For that.
I know you're not on Facebook anymore, but one of our friends of ours made the mistake, apparently, I guess, because she posted never Google symptoms on her Facebook page.
Oh.
And so I'm like, yeah, no, don't ever do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. You always have something bad.
Yeah, it always leads to cancer. Everything
yep.
you have.
Everything is cancer.
All righty. So, do we want to move on? Do we want to move on to the next?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, there's a comedian. I forget who it was, and I wish I could remember, who said that they were told if you live long enough, you'll get some sort of cancer.
Right.
And that could have been my wife, actually, now that I think about it. She is funny. And I often lump her in with comedians when I'm trying to remember something.
All right. So the next question for Google is how come?
Yes.
And I'm kind of digging this. I'm not quite sure what some of these mean, but I'm just going to read them to you, and we have to decide
okay.
what the person was thinking of.
Yeah.
I think that's a better course for us than trying to actually answer the question. Is what was this person thinking?
Okay.
How come I'm dead?
Okay. a couple of situations that could happen there. There is an illness where someone thinks that they are dead even though they are not. Famously, in an episode of Hannibal, which I cannot remember the title of at this time, the actress who was on Dead Like Me.
Yeah.
Played a character who had this disease.
A disease
so
where
a,
you
well, it's a, yeah,
think you're dead?
It may not be a disorder, but yeah, you think that you're dead. You believe that you are not alive.
So do you think you're a ghost, or you think that you're just like you're wandering around even though your body has stopped working, like a zombie?
You know, it gets a little confusing
I
at that
bet
point,
it does.
It? Because that I would think, personally, right?
Yeah.
I would think that this could be two different things. One would be that you think that you can somehow still move and everything, but your body is dead. You think that you don't have a heartbeat and you know, like that. You think that you are dead but still animated.
Perhaps.
It's number one.
Yeah.
But number two, yeah, the other thing is you think that you once died and now you're living.
I think we can add a third one in here and not make it be so corporeal.
Okay.
And I think how come I'm dead is a person thinks that they have no soul.
Ah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Final one that I'll put in is someone's playing a video game and they don't understand. They don't understand how their character died. Their character just keeps dying.
Yeah.
Because this has happened before. Their character keeps dying and they can't figure out what the problem is.
I think that's...
So those would be the four.
I think that's pretty plausible. All right, so that's how come I'm dead. The next one. How Come lyrics. So I'm guessing that there's a song called How Come.
And yeah.
Someone's just looking for the lyrics. So.
Or someone was
How Come lyrics exist?
Trying to figure out how come lyrics exist, and then they answered their own question. I gave up and were like, never mind.
How come D12? I think this
maybe I'm gonna say that maybe D12 is the band that plays the song How Come. Also though, D12 obviously is a style of role playing game. No, it isn't. I think D12 is the artist. There are D20 role playing games,
right,
that are called D20. Maybe it's how come you roll a D12 for and then whatever, because D12s are dumb.
I think maybe they're rolling a D20, but it always comes up on 12.
Oh, see, I was going to say how come D12 is what you use to roll damage for poison spray. And, you know, the answer is because poison spray is close proximity.
All right.
Spell, and therefore.
So I think all
does a little bit extra damage.
I think all of these kind of lead us in one singular direction. The next one is how come meaning. And
again, are you going to say that how come? Okay, the two things. One, maybe someone with English as a second language doesn't know what how come means, because it really.
Best possible.
I mean,
not
it is
totally
kind
possible.
Of it is kind of tricky.
Yeah,
it's how come basically is why. Basically, very similar to why. How come means is similar to why does.
The final one is how come in Spanish, and so I'm gonna put all these together, and I'm gonna say that the artist D12 wrote a song called How Come, and it starts out How Come I'm Dead,
and someone then recorded a Spanish version,
right,
of it.
Thanks.
All right, let's find out. You could be right. What a wonderful world.
All right,
we live in, if that is the case.
How come? I'm just gonna go with How Come I'm Dead. The first hit is from an article on Bustle.com titled How Come I'm Dead, the 17 weirdest Google search autocompletes.
That's great.
All right.
Oh my god.
Somebody,
and we've fed into that now. We've added our search.
I'm going to go How Come lyrics. That seems okay. So How Come is a song by an artist named D12.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
There's no how come I'm there's no nowhere in the lyrics does it say how come I'm dead. It looks more like a rap about a failed relationship.
Oh, okay.
Or their drug dealer.
Because it's obviously a caveman trying to figure out the mechanics of orgasm.
Wait, what?
Caveman trying to figure out the mechanics of orgasm. Anyway, so moving on.
Here's a little
how come?
little tidbit. Eminem guests on D12's How Come.
Aha. Interesting.
All right. So I think we how come there might have been a Spanish version? How come in Spanish? Yeah.
It might also. Oh, really?
No, I'm guessing that it's a popular enough search that they're looking for the Spanish version of the song.
Yeah, and the only other thing is that maybe a lot of people who are learning Spanish as a second language want to know how to say how come.
Right. Oh, yeah. How do you say how come in Spanish?
I don't know.
I know, because I just Googled it. I wouldn't have known.
Oh, what is it?
Como.
Oh.
Como se dice? Como talevu? Oh, no, wait, that's a different language. So, yeah.
Yeah.
How come? We learned something
interesting.
New today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just blowing through nap time. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
When did? All right. Let's.
When did go? Almost like Wendigo. That's the thing. Hey, where's? Did you see that guy here who's covered in hair trying to eat human flesh? Wendigo. That's how it works.
Awesome. So, do you want to do something different, and you want to try to guess what the autocompletes will be?
Like
when did? If I typed in when did, what do you think? What do you think is going to come up?
When did?
I'm going to go ahead and say when did I die?
When did? when did? Oh god, it's going to be something historical.
Yeah. When did Lincoln give the Gettysburg Address?
Right. Or when did
the Civil War end?
When did George Washington become president?
I think there's also going to be a silly one like when did my neighbor move?
Or when did Yeah, we'll find out.
All right, so here we go.
Let's see what it is.
When did? Okay. We were right. It's mostly historical things.
Yay! All right, well, let's find out if we know it.
When did Alaska become a state?
Ooh. When did Alaska become a state? Answer's going to be no. What'd you say?
When?
1800s? What do you think?
1800s? No, it was like in the 50s.
What? All right.
Alaska and Hawaii were the last states to become a state. Well, wait, no. Yeah, like the 1850s. No, that's not true. Man, my history teacher's rolling.
1911. That's what I'm going to say. 1911, Alaska becomes a state.
Okay. You're going to say 1911? I'm going to say... What am I going to say? I'm going to say 1950. I'm gonna stick with my guns and say 1950.
Okay, now we're gonna do this. I'm gonna institute this. We're gonna do Price is Right rules, closest to it without going
all
over.
Right. I do have to write these down. So Alaska, you say 1911. I say 1950.
All right.
The next one is when did slavery end?
Ooh, still going on. Depending on who you ask. I think we're talking about are we going to say when did slavery officially like when did the Emancipation Proclamation happen?
Yeah.
Or when did Jim Crow laws end? You know, where are we going to go with
I think
this
when I think the Emancipation Proclamation. I think that's the end. Even though ramifications still went on for years and years and years and years later.
Okay.
But when it became illegal to transport and enslave Africans.
Well, no, see, again, that gets tricky because state versus federal level. I think we should go with when did the Emancipation Proclamation happen.
Okay. And do you have an answer for that? Because I'm just going to take a wild guess because I do not remember.
1856.
I'm going to say $1. So I don't
know. Dang
go
it.
Over.
I'm going to say 180.
Year one. No. I'll go.
Because, I mean, and do this as a side so that we can do this Juneteenth. Look that up and see what was going on because that might get a little bit into.
Juneteenth?
Why. Yeah, why did slavery end?
What is Juneteenth?
That's exactly right. Look it up when we... Juneteenth was a time when, even though slavery had been officially, you know, even though the Emancipation Proclamation happened, Juneteenth was a different event that kind of made it a little bit more, that kind of more cemented the end of slavery, and I cannot remember exactly what it was, But if you look up Juneteenth,
all right, we'll look that up when we get there. I'm going to say the Emancipation Proclamation was, I think you're close. I'm going to say 1842.
Okay.
All right. Just because it's a random year. When did Pokemon come out?
Boy.
I'm going to say
19
I'm going to
83.
What did you say?
1983?
83?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1994.
Okay.
And you said 83? Okay. When did Elvis die?
2008.
Trick question. Elvis is still alive.
Yeah, exactly. 1978.
I'm going to say 77. And I'm not doing that to be a dick. Okay. I think that's actually it.
All right.
And finally, when did World War II end?
Oh,
that was 45, right?
45. 1945 was when it ended in Europe. But World War II didn't actually end until the dropping of
VJ Day.
Or close to that, yeah. So
I think that was in 45, though. But
I'm going to say
we're going to learn something.
I'm going to say 47.
47?
You say 45?
I say 45.
Okay.
And you say 47?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. When did Alaska become a state? Oh, my God. January
3rd, 1959. What? Ben, you won.
I did win that one.
Dang
it. I said
it.
50.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. I had no idea. Listeners are going to find out history is not a good strong point for me. History and geography, bad at it.
When did slavery end? Okay. So there's slavery in this country didn't officially end until December 6th, 1865, the day the 13th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. It did not end on January 1st, 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln issued his Emancipation Proclamation. So it ended on with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865.
Well, look at that.
So you said 1856, I said 1842. You are the winner there.
Yeah, and I think I meant 65. I just had my numbers.
You did have them backwards.
And also the wrong event. The event got flipped around in my head, too. But no, look up Juneteenth real quick.
Oh, right. Juneteenth.
So I know it's a thing. I just, again.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I just didn't know what it meant. Juneteenth worldwide celebration from Juneteenth.com. Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. It was on June 19th that the Union soldiers led by Major General Granger landed in Galveston with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Note that this was 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
This is what so you remember, and I'm on record saying that it more cemented that the slaves were free. So I was right. I had a very muddy, recollection of but the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't the end-all, be-all. Juneteenth was something that cemented it more.
It was basically the word getting around.
Well, yeah, the word getting around. Also, though, it was June 19th, is that right?
I already closed the page. June 19th, yeah.
Okay, and when did the amendment get ratified?
December 6th, 1865. So 5 months later.
Wow, okay. So look at that. That's pretty crazy. All
right, Pokemon. When did Pokemon come out? It's probably going to be, well,
1967, Pokemon.
The first Pokemon games, Pokemon Red and Green versions, came to the Nintendo Game Boy System in Japan on February 27th, 1996.
Whoa!
So I got that one. Ben I Lawrence. Got that one right because I said 94. Right.
You did.
Said 83. All yep. right.
I thought the card game was first, but apparently not.
That was for the
look up Pokemon card game.
Pokemon Wikipedia. The franchise was created by Satoshi Tajiri in 95.
For the card game.
It doesn't say card game or Nintendo game. It just says the franchise.
Look up Pokemon card game.
Oh, guess it. So the Nintendo game is first. The franchise began as a pair of video games for the original Game Boy.
Whoa! That is what I wanted to know, Ben. That's crazy. So see, here's the thing. And this is totally true. I thought it followed the general thing of first you have the game, and then you have the other thing, and then you have the other thing. But no. That is wild and cool. So I learned something
Pokemon,
today for sure.
The Pokemon trading card game was first published in North America by Wizards of the Coast in 99. It does not say if it came out first in Japan.
Well, still, that's crazy and very interesting. All right,
so cool. Let's move on because we're running out of time, oddly enough. When did...
That means Magic the Gathering came out before Pokemon did.
Magic the Gathering came out before Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember my friends playing Magic in 94 when I was a senior in high school.
That's crazy. Yeah. I thought they were contemporaries, but they aren't.
All right, so dig this. Elvis Presley died August 16th, 1977. So I
wow,
got that one right.
You did
too.
It.
Yeah. And he was only 42. I had no idea he was so young.
Oh, man, I'm older than Elvis.
You're older than Elvis. All right.
Look at that.
And finally, when did World War II end? September 2nd,
1945. Dang it!
All right, so...
Wait. Read it. Japan surrendered, though? That's the last thing?
World War II from Wikipedia. This is going to be a long one. Although related conflicts began earlier, it involved blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to have to scan this Wikipedia article to the very end. Hang on, it's a long one because people have lots of things to say about World War II. Axis collapse, Allied victory. On August 15th, 1945, Japan surrendered, signing a treaty aboard the USS Missouri on September 2nd, 1945, ending the war. So VE Day. Was a couple months earlier in May, 1945.
That is crazy. I don't know. Oh, man, Ben. I'm thinking there's an effect, and I can't remember what it's called, where you think that you're from an alternate universe because you have a totally different... It's named after
it's
something.
Also when you,
it's not the Baron...
Is this also when you think
it's
you're
not the
dead?
Berenstain versus Berenstain dead. Oh man. I said dead right after you said dead. Instead of Berenstain Bears, which I meant to say.
All right, because it's...
That'll be... Yeah. Look up Berenstain.
Yeah, I remember when this happened.
And the blank effect. Don't say blank, just say Berenstain and the effect.
It's a conspiracy theory.
But did you write the effect also?
No, but this is...
Da, 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 da. I need all three words together.
The Mandela Effect is the brainchild of Fiona Broome.
The Mandela Effect, that's it.
Pulls its name from a large group of people all had vivid memories of Nelson Mandela dying in prison. So this is why people think the Berenstain Bears are called the Berenstain Bears or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what we're proving here is that our memories of what facts are even worse than we think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, this experiment so far is proving pretty conclusive that, at least for me, I rely on reference materials, and I think we all do. I think that, you know, if you think about scholars and stuff like that, a lot of people, what they'll do is they won't answer right away. They say, I'll have to research it. Then they go look it up, and then they tell you what it is. Right? That's the way court magicians work.
Anyway. Court magicians?
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, pick a question really quick because it's that time.
Oh, God.
Hey, Betty!
So I heard about your cat.
Oh yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is the light on?
The lights. Do you want me to turn the light on? I can turn it on. Oh, you've got a little stool that you're putting. Betty has a little stool that she's picking up.
Uh oh.
Oh yeah. So yeah, the cat's fine though. She's been walking around. Ah, bright light. Hey, it's Betty.
Hello.
All right, Betty. So I've asked Ben to think of a question for you.
Oh, come on with the questions, anyways.
I should
hold on for just a second.
I should probably, a lot of the questions we answered today were based on history.
Sorry, I tickled her.
Oh,
it's gonna happen again.
Don't.
Okay, fine.
Can't you say it's gonna happen again?
Because I don't know what's gonna happen again.
What's gonna happen again?
Don't.
No, I kept on trying to poke her, and now she's on to me. She's stopping me from doing it.
You're obviously a terrible person.
Slapping my hand as I go, oh, Betty, hey, let me see your teeth. Oh, look at that.
What's wrong?
They're starting to straighten out.
Okay. Anyways, how much longer do I have to wait?
He's looking. What's your problem?
Oh, wait, am I supposed
looking
to look for a question?
For what?
Yeah, I told you, Ben.
He's looking for what?
For a question. All right,
here's a question.
You.
This is a question.
On the internet? Okay.
This is a question that we answered earlier.
Get ready.
And so now I want to ask you, why does my dog lick me?
You have, like...
Okay, here's the question, Betty. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is a question somebody else on the internet wrote.
Ooh.
Why does my dog lick me?
It's because it loves you. And that licking is a dog's version of kissing. Either that or you have peanut butter all over you. Or chocolate. Or any type of food on you.
Oh, yeah. And if you do have chocolate all over you, don't let a dog lick you. Because it could be bad.
Well,
catastrophic.
She's actually pretty... you're
death
actually pretty right.
And puke.
You're pretty right, Ben says.
Yeah. Well done.
So, good job, Betty.
Anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, that's... my gosh. Why do you only serve me one question? I need more questions in my life.
Yeah. Hey, if you have any questions for... Oh, this is an important thing. If you have any questions for us or if you have questions you specifically want us to ask Betty.
Yes.
Please write to us at... Ben?
Ben's email at yahoo.com at gmail.com.
Yep. And you can find out how to spell that.
And also, it's pretty cool that we sound like we're in the same room, but actually we're in completely different sides of the country.
That's right. Yeah. Well, not really. We're in the middle of the country, and he's on the side.
Yeah, and I'm upside down right now, but you don't know because you can't see me.
I can see you, though, and you're upside down. All right, it looks like it is time for us to go. So until next time, keep it wrong, everybody.
Bye!
Oh, my God. Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Keep it wrong, everybody.
Keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
All right. So now I gotta shut this off.
Hello.
I never. First, I hang up on Ben, I think, and then I hang up on the thing.